the Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice, who today pulls Jim and Professor Twiddle out of one predicament, only to land them in an equally serious one. We'll return to the scene in a moment. But first, let's lend an ear to our good friend, Dan McCullough.
Nowadays, gang, the theme is hurry, hurry, hurry. See if you can be the first in your crowd to collect all 18 of these exciting comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Get your collection complete before I bring you some exciting news next week. Think how proud you'd feel with all those bright-colored gleaming buttons pinned on your jacket or dress or cap. And you'd be the first to have them all. So if you have a duplicate or two that you haven't traded yet, better hop to it. Shop around and see which one of your pals has a Pep comic button that you need to swap. And you'll want to be on hand, too, for that exciting moment when Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep to see which button is inside. Maybe Winnie Winkle or a Smiling Jack, looking so powerful and handsome in his bright blue jersey and flying red cape. Yes, sir, every single one of these Pep comic buttons is a real eye-catcher. You won't want to miss out on any of them. What's more, you don't have to, because they're easy as anything to get. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as prizes in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Tell Mom you'll eat lots of P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
In the underground city of the curious little moon dwellers, where Superman and Jimmy Olsen found Poco and Professor Twiddle, a new and terrible threat menaces our friends. Countless millions of primitive red ants, savage creatures who devour everything in their path, have attacked the city. For a brief time, they were stopped by the moat, a water-filled ditch surrounding the city, while Superman streaked away to the underground tunnels to battle the great hordes of approaching reinforcements. But the amazingly ingenious ants soon found another way to attain their objective. Swarming into the dwarfed red trees beyond the moat, they began to cut down leaves, which other ants transported through the moat. Then clouds of the creatures, each as long as a man's thumb, and armed with long, razor-sharp jaws, climbed aboard the leaves and began to ferry themselves across the moat. As we continue now, Jimmy, Poco, and the professor fearfully watch their approach. Listen.
They'll be over here in a minute, and Superman is in the tunnel. What do we do, Professor? What do we do?
Oh, woe is me. Such misery.
What can we do, young man? I say, what can we do?
We've got to do something, Professor. You said ants eat everything.
Yes, indeed, everything. Bless my beard. These great primitive red ants can reduce a full-grown elephant to a skeleton before you can say Jack Robinson.
Well, just don't stand there and tell me about it. Do something. For Pete's sake, do something.
Let me see. What do you suggest I do, young man?
I don't know, but wait. I've got an idea.
You have?
Come on, both of you. Get busy.
Bless my beard. Why are you digging up the ground?
Don't ask questions. Help me, will you? Hurry up. Dig with me.
But why? What for?
He's trying to burrow under the ground, like the moon dwellers do, so he won't be found.
No,
that's impossible. He has the corkscrew drilling appendage for his nose. And anyway, the
Will you two stop talking and get to work? Dig up pieces of dirt, stones, anything. Hurry, will you?
But what for, pray tell? What for?
Well, can't you see? We can throw them at the leaves the ants are coming over on and sink them. Watch. I'll show you.
Bless my beard,
Paul. A couple of them are almost over on this side. Here goes. That takes care of one raft. Now the other.
Look, my dear. They stand two of the leaves and the creatures are drowning.
Here comes another one. Now. Hurrah, hooray. You saved the day.
Oh, it isn't saved yet. I'm out of ammunition.
Hurry up. Get some earth and stone. Start digging.
Oh, hurry, worry. Scary, scary.
You two keep digging. I'll try to hold them up. Getting ready to land, huh? This'll stop you. Quiet, guys, huh? See how you like this. And this. Come on, Poco.
Professor,
more ammunition.
Oh, dear. Here, here.
Attaboy, Poco, just in time.
There you are.
That's two more.
Take look back. Look, three of them.
Where?
Over there.
Oh, I see them. Bombs away.
There. Look, my dear, you sent them all.
Yeah, but there are others coming over. Quick. Give me whatever you've dug, Professor.
Oh, yes, yes, here.
Now dig some more. Here goes.
Hey, Jim, get some
more just about to reach the shore.
Okay, I'll get him, Poco.
Let him shoot under the drain, Scott.
Wonderful, young man. Wonderful. Here, there's more under there.
Oh, hold it. I don't see any more leaves coming over. We've won. They're finished and done.
Oh, don't kid yourself, Poco. Those ants haven't given up yet. Look across the moat.
Bless my beard. They're preparing to launch more leaves.
Oh, woe is me. More misery.
Come on. We've got to get busy and have lots of ammunition ready for them.
Hurry. Hurry.
Try to get big pieces of earth, like this.
You mean pieces of moon, young man?
Okay, moon. Oh, gosh. I wish Superman would get back. Those ants are too smart.
Yes, indeed. The pharmaco-idiot, Hymenoptera, is amazing in intelligence. You know, young men, in their community, there are ant farmers, ant cows, ant soldiers, ant workers.
I'll save the lecture for some other time, Professor. Here come the ants again. Now, oh, heavens, this time there are plenty of them. 5, 10, 15, 20 of them.
Holy smokes. There are too many for me to handle alone.
Hey, you two will have to do some pitching, too. Come on.
Pitch? I don't know if I can, young man. As I remember, when I was a boy, I was a second baseman.
Well, you're a pitcher now, Professor. And you better be good or it'll be too bad.
That sentence doesn't make any sense, young man.
Here they come. Oh, quick, Professor. You stand a few yards down the bank.
Dead.
You stand over there, Poco.
I hope it'll be Jim. Without you, Jim.
Thanks, Poco. Okay. They're close enough now. Let them have it, men. Good work, Professor.
Keep firing. Sink. Drown. Die, you sinners. You won't get us to be your sinners.
Atta boy, Poco. I'm going to sign you up for the Dodgers. Give it to him.
I'll strike another one.
Keep pitching, Professor.
Jim, old pal, you're going great. Each time the soldiers think about it.
Oh, we're holding them off. Keep firing. Don't stop.
No, don't stop. One leaf comes ashore, we're finished.
I'm whole position. There's no ammunition.
Dig some more, Poco. Hurry.
Look, my dear, I've run out of ammunition, too. The ants are positively swarming toward my sector.
But they're swarming in here, too.
Oh, bless my soul. Dig.
It's no use. The leaves are coming over by the hundreds now.
What can we do?
I'm afraid we can't do anything, Professor. I'm afraid we're lit. Finished. Washed up.
Dismayed, Jimmy Olsen, Poco, and Professor Twiddle look on helplessly as hundreds of the small leaf rats, each crowded with the savage red ants, move swiftly across the moat. We'll return in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, every stout-hearted fellow or girl wants to help when there's trouble and unhappiness around. For instance, when you hear about boys and girls, just like you in countries where there isn't enough to eat or enough clothes to wear, or when you think about our own servicemen and veterans in hospitals here at home, well, you want to do something to help. And you can, too. In fact, a lot of you have been helping right along as members of the Junior Red Cross. Yes, sir, everybody knows that the Junior Red Cross has done a wonderful job making comfort articles for hospital patients and serving as nurses' aides and making up gift boxes for children overseas, doing dozens of important and constructive jobs. And everybody wants the Junior Red Cross to keep right on in its swell work. So don't let up for a single minute. First of all, be an active member of the Junior Red Cross and give to the 1946 Red Cross Drive. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
After fighting off swarms of leaf rats carrying clusters of savage red ants across the water-filled moat, Jimmy Olsen, Poco, and Professor Twiddle realized the ingenious creatures had again outwitted them by launching hundreds of the rats along the entire length of the moat.
The three of us can't possibly defend this whole side of the moat. We're done for.
Oh, no. Say not so.
I'm afraid Jim is right, Poco. In a moment, the creatures will be swarming ashore. Oh, bless my beard. What's that?
Oh, a flying creature in red and blue. Oh, James, my friend, can it be true?
You bet it's true. It's Superman. He got here just in time. Look at him wade through the moat. He's sinking all around.
Bless my soul, he is.
Oh, big you stay, oh, fabulous night. This is a moment of delight.
Well, you said it, Poco.
Oh, boy, we're saved.
You didn't get here a minute too soon, Superman.
No. Thank you.
Just a moment. We're not out of the woods yet.
Oh, sure we are. You sank all of the leaves.
And if they send any more over, well, bless my dear, you'll sink them too.
I'm afraid not.
Huh? Well, what do you mean?
Just this, Jim. This underground city is several miles in circumference, and the moat extends all around it.
Oh, sure, I know, but...
The ants are massed by the millions all around the moat, and they're preparing to launch those leaves from everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yes, from everywhere, Professor. From every inch of the miles around this moat. And I can't possibly be everywhere at once. some of the leaves are bound to get across. And you know what that means.
I certainly do. Bless my beard.
We haven't time to bless your beard now. There's only one thing to do.
What?
We've got to get you all up to the surface of the moon. Where are all the moon dwellers, Boko?
All around, hiding in the ground.
Get them out. Jim, Professor, get under my cape. I'm going to blast away up to the surface. Then I'll be back for Boko and the moon dwellers. Hurry now, under my cape.
Okay. Come on, Professor.
Bless my beard, how...
Don't stop to ask questions. Boko, get those moon dwellers up.
Up with you. Up with you. Out of the ground. Up with you, all of you. Gather around.
Hang on, Jim. Professor, here we go. Up. There, we're on the surface.
It's dark.
Yes, night must have fallen. It's...
And gosh, it's cold.
Yes.
I can't stand it. Bless my beard. It must be 200 degrees below zero.
All right, Scott, it does get that cold in the moon at night. Neither of you can stay alive up here. But you can't stay alive under the surface either because of the ants. What can I do? Great Scott, what can I do?
Trapped by the unbearable cold on the bleak surface of the moon and by the murderous red ants below, Superman is stymied. How can he save Jim, Poco, and the professor? Seconds count, and the Man of Steel's mind races furiously, seeking a solution. There are thrills and more thrills tomorrow, fellows and girls. So be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's plane, it's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC publications. Say, gang, you'll get a bang out of this. Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of six swell Kellogg cereals. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Makes it easy for Mom, too. No dishes to wash, thanks to the new Kell Bowl Pack. You can eat right out of it. What's more, these generous packages are great for lunchboxes and outings. So ask Mom to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety at the grocer's her very first chance. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.